This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Shocking testimony continues in the Kermit Gosnell murder trial, and the details are scandalous. The prosecutor's case, however, can be summed up discreetly in a list of the charges against the abortion practitioner. 8 counts of murder, including a 41-year-old woman. Conspiracy. Drug delivery resulting in death, infanticide, corruption of minors, evidence tampering, theft by deception, abuse of corpse, and corruption. Details have surprised even the most jaded police investigators, and Kermit Gosnell has had almost a flippant attitude toward exposure of his macabre abortion practices. One pro-life advocate with Operation Rescue, who is familiar with similar cases, is offering evidence suggesting the Philadelphia Gosnell Clinic is not an isolated example of abortion practice. This is Life News Radio. Do you pray for an end to abortion? If there is one single characteristic to the cause for life, it is that prayer is desperately needed for all involved. Pray for mothers, for their babies, for those who work to end abortion. Pray for those who seek to heal the hurt of abortion. Pray for pastors, for preachers, and even for others who pray. Pray and work for an end to abortion. Pray for a culture of life. In other news, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the Obama administration will force HHS mandate compliance beginning August 1st. Abortionist Leroy Carhart will face no charges in the death of Jennifer Morbelli, who died under his care February 7th, and the blind activist who blew the whistle on effects of China's one-child policy testified before Congress Tuesday. Chen Guangcheng, permitted to leave China last year, says his family is suffering under broken promises in China. This has been Life News Radio.